State Dance on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Country Farm Credit Services of Madison, Ag Processing Incorporated, Anderson Grain Solutions, Appleton Area Health, Appleton Dental Clinic, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Boris Crop Insurance, Cargill, CCM Health, Culligan, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson. State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by the Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dr. Ann and the staff at the Granite Family Chiropractic Center, Greater Community Credit Union, Haas Seeds, Haugen Insurance Agency, Heather Nursery and Floral, House of Spirits, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Jim's Market in Canby, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson.
Welcome back to Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis. Paul Raymond, D.D. Schomer for State Dance coverage here on Q92. It's High Kick today, and we had so much fun yesterday, D.D., covering State Jazz and the Lac La Parle Valley Dawson Boys Shadows team. They are state champions in jazz for the second year in a row, and now we're going to try to do it in High Kick, right?
Yes, we are. In our preliminary performance, we danced extremely well, which earned us a spot into the finals. We will be first on the floor to open up the finals. So I can go through those final six that will be dancing. Now, this is in performance order. Lac La Parle Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, Holdingford, Wabasha Kellogg, Crosby Ironton, St. Cloud Cathedral, and wrapping up the competition is Yellow Medicine East.
So out of the 12 teams that danced this morning or late morning, they picked six, and those are the six teams that will vie for a third-place trophy, a state runner-up trophy, and a state championship trophy. And the scores will be close again. This is probably the tightest state dance tournament I've seen as far as scores and numbers.
Yeah, as I was talking with a few other parents after prelims, the competition is just getting to be more fierce. Not that it isn't always fierce, but I just feel the gap between, honestly, the top six, it's tense apart, and the ranking is close, and as we saw last night, it ended in with a tiebreaker, so the suspense, I mean, you could have heard a pin drop when that announcer said that, so I wouldn't be surprised if we have something as close as that again now tonight. Everybody brought their A game to prelims, and they're definitely going to raise the bar. High energy, high kicks, and just really putting yourself out there. You have nothing to lose. Just go dance your dance and just enjoy it.
That's right. I got a chance to visit with head coach Carly Wager and coach Aaliyah Schomer during the break here this afternoon. They are really excited. They thought they danced strong, but they got one dance left in them, and they're going to put it all on the floor, they said. They're going to go all out here now on their last dance of the season.
Yeah, and you want to. You know, it's not like they've just been practicing for a month. They've been practicing since October.
Yeah.
So that's many hours, many practices, and competitions, and we've run into these teams throughout the season, and it's not like anybody is leading the pack by any means, so every team is going to bring their A game, and anything can happen.
That's right.
Anything can happen here.
Well, this afternoon, Class AA and Class 3A competed, and here are the final sixes in AA. Orno, Bunnell St. Margaret, Sartell will dance third, Tatino Grace will dance fourth, West Tonka fifth, and Delano sixth. That's AA tonight. In AAA, the big schools, Eastview will dance first, Lakeview North will be second, Edina will dance third, and then our friend Travis Cahill, he's coaching on Maple Grove. They qualified in AAA, and Travis must have jumped, 100 times when they called Maple Grove. I was watching him. I got a kick out of watching Travis. He was one of our guests last year. And you know him a little bit better than I do. He's quite the dance professional, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Travis is really an inspiration to listen to and a voice for dance. He knows it inside and out.
He has his own dance studio, right?
Yes, he does. And this year, as we wanted him to come speak on the radio, and he said, "You guys, I went on the other side of the table this year. I'm a coach." And so he has a website called dancefo.com, and I was kind of wondering what was going on because it wasn't as updated as it usually is. Well, when you're a coach, it's hard to keep it up to date, but it's always great to hear his inside views of what's going on from Class A, AA, and AAA.
Yeah, so Travis's team, Maple Grove, they'll dance fourth, and then Wayzata will dance fifth, and Brainerd will dance sixth. Brainerd won the state jazz in AAA last night, so those are your six teams in AAA and AA, and once again in Class A, they'll start here in just a second. Lockerpaw Valley, Dawson Boyd, they're going to dance first. What do you think about dancing first, Dee Dee?
You know, there's two ways to look at it.
Some people don't like it.
Yeah, some people think like, oh gosh, you know, we dance first, and so will they remember us? Well, yeah, they're going to remember us because you can go in with the mindset, we're going to kill it, we're going to raise the bar, everybody has to be better than that, and so we are definitely going to bring it. We're going to be high energy, and we're going to announce the roster here. So for Varsity Kick, we have Aaliyah Bayless, Piper Dove, Bryn Gligge, Chloe Gligge, Harper Glenholz, Senior Molly Halverson, Aubrey Holm, Finley Kep, Senior Bria Kosbob, Chloe Kranz, Tenley Kranz, Kara Mamali, Bella Martinson, Paisley Martinson, Shayla Meyer, Faith Meyer, Senior Alexis Olson, Cameron Olson, Micaiah Poos Senior, Delissa Ramos, Ella Stock Senior, Lola Stone, Emma Stoltzberry, Sadie Zarbuck, and our managers, Macy Zarbuck Senior and Zoe Cruz is a senior. And of course, our outstanding coaches, head coach Carly Wager and assistant coach Aaliyah Schomer, and our JV coaches Hope Shelstead and Caitlin Fransky.
I had a nice interview with the student managers for the Shadows, Macy Zarbuck and Zoe Cruz, this afternoon. It was a great interview. I had no idea what a team manager does for dance, and they do a lot.
Yes, they do. They're the glue that holds things together on the other side. They do get things for the girls, and before practice starts, they're getting the blocks out or the bands or whatever the coaches need. And sometimes it's interesting, they know what the practice is going to be about more than sometimes the girls do. So it's those student managers come in really handy, and we will definitely miss those managers as they are seniors and they will graduate. So that position will probably be open now next year.
I think we got some sisters that are on the Shadows, don't we?
Yes, we have four sets of sisters.
Four sets of sisters.
Yes, and
I did not realize that.
Yeah, so as I was reading the names, I pointed out to Paul, I'm like, we've got the Gligge sisters, we have the Kranz sisters, the Martinson sisters, and the Meyer sisters. Thank you for those daughters, because the Shadows really, really needed them. So it's really, what a cool thing to do with your sister is to dance with her. So that was a fun highlight. So
are there any young, get the grade breakdown on some of them, or, you know, that are on the high kick team? Are there some 7th and 8th graders, or?
We have 8th graders here, so we've got 5 8th graders, 9, or 5 ninth graders.
5 ninth graders.
Yep, 5 10th graders, 4 11th graders, 5 seniors, and 2 of them being the managers. So there's some rookies that are also on the floor this year. For Varsity Kick, we've got Piper Dove, Kara Mamali, Faith Meyer, Lola Stone, Emma Stoltzberry, and Sadie Zarbuck.
Okay. Well, the PA announcer just made an announcement there, and I wasn't listening. So
we're going to get ready to dance. Our Shadow fans are standing up here, and they're going to start getting the chanting going and getting the energy where it needs to be to kick this final off.
All right. Some fun facts for you in high kick. This is 21 state appearances. It's 22 this year in high kick. That's pretty good, Dee Dee. 22 times.
Something to be very proud of.
And then we've been in the finals, in the final six, like we are tonight. Now it'll be 16 times. And we've medaled 10 times in high kick. We have 4 state championships. I think we went triple 1 year, back to back to back.
Yes, we did.
Right.
Yep.
And a couple runner-ups and 4 third places. So we brought some hardware home.
Yeah, that's quite a history.
It is.
That's a successful program, and it's it is really neat to see our program stay consistent. And Aaliyah and Carly have really, Carly is in her fifth season coaching, and Aaliyah, this is her third year coaching. And, you know, Cece, that's her nickname, Caitlin, and Hope are also alumni that are coaching. So we've got shadows that are out there coaching. Emily Torstensen is coaching at Holy Family for the first year this year, and we've had the Offit sisters that were at New London Spacer, so, and Grace, of course, is up in Holly. So that's really cool.
That's
to
right.
have a coaching representation out there, and they're loving it, doing something that they have a great passion for.
Okay, the Shadow fans are on their feet here at Target Center, shouting shadows, and there's a lot of Acapulco Valley Dawson Void Shadow fans here.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people have made the trip down here for finals, so that's super awesome to have that community support here, and the girls can feel that love and support, and
yeah,
little nerve-wracking here getting ready to get going, so they're trying to be as loud as they can. Our fans, the parent section is right as they will take the floor down on the lower bowl there, so they're trying to really make sure the girls can hear them and get them pumped up in the chute. Todd Kranz is raising his hands, like, let's get going here. We want them to hear us.
Is Todd the one that made the big sign out at Lacapulco?
Yes. Okay. So on the pep this day, he brought a crane out and lifted a good luck shadows. Yeah. That's kind of his annual thing that he does, and really proud of the girls.
All right, here we go. We're going to stay on the air as the shadows are dancing, and we hope you can hear us over the music and the loudness of it. So we'll see what happens.
So they're announcing here, like, who's on deck, who's in the hole, and who's going to perform to you now is our very old Acapulco Valley. That's my shadows, and extremely loud.
All right, they're walking on the floor. How many shadows are there in high kick?
24.
24. And how many are you allowed to have in high kick?
32.
Okay, because Eastview was out there, the AAA team, and I was trying to count them because they had the most by far, and there was over 30. So, yep. What's the theme? What's the song?
Dream. Aaliyah's waving her hands like, get it going here. These ladies need to hear you. So it's about dreams. And so it starts off with like a sweet dream. And you can hear the lullaby music in the background and a little bit of like a ballerina approach. And
last time for these seniors, they put a lot of time in as a shadow.
Here we go, ladies.
And now the different formations, if you want to explain the formations and what they're doing there, Dee Dee, on the floor right now.
Yeah, so, of course, some of the categories that the judges are going to be looking at here are turns, techniques, leaps, jumps, creativity, the choreography, degree of accuracy, kick height, routine effectiveness, the overall, how they connect to the music, and we are bringing it. I can feel the energy. These girls are slaying it right now. Keep going, girls.
There's a certain amount of high kicks that you have to do because they got a judge up here with a counter that makes sure they do so many high kicks, correct?
Correct. In a time frame, they've got to, and the whole team has to do the kick or it doesn't count. So you can have, like, part of them do one, and that doesn't count. Everybody has to kick for the kick counter to actually count it. They do have a kick counter that's watching specifically for that.
Now, here they go with a kind of a S formation.
Yep.
And it's very quick.
Yep. And now they're in that, like, the bad part of the dream. So the facials that they're doing right now, so their kicks are definitely higher energy right now.
Some of the things that judges look for are choreography, the difficulty of the routine, the execution of the routine, and the routine effectiveness. So,
yeah. So, like, as you saw there, we go.
That's my favorite part.
It is. I love when they do that dip down. The music says when we all fall down, and, like, about six of them fall down, and they get up, and they go down into this line, and then they come up, and they hit that kick line hard. They are raising the bar. They want it, girls. Yes, they are.
They got to finish strong.
Yes, they do.
They're the defending state champions in high kick, the Lacapaw Valley.
Here we go.
Saddle.
All the girls right now are doing a turn sequence, and they nailed that too. So they are definitely playing this final.
You got to finish strong.
And they've ended a C for, like, good night. Way to go, girls. Way to leave it all out there.
Got a list of the seniors that are walking off the floor for the last time as a shadow. A lot of hugs there. I already see some tears on some of the seniors, but they're joyful tears because they think they knocked it out of the park there, Dee Dee.
Well, they did. I don't have to think about it. I know they did. Seniors are Ella Stock, Micaiah Poost, Alexis Olson, Bria Kosbob, and Molly Halverson. Those are the five seniors that just danced their last dance. And those coaches.
Up to the Wagers. Coach Carly Wager just pumped fist in the air. Her whole family is up on the end there in the upper bowl.
Yeah, so they have a spot designated for them. They talked to the Target Center and said, hey, can we get like a spot so we can cheer loud and let the kids run around? And so they were cheering them loud and proud as they were walking off. Something else that happens here at the tournament that I think is super cool. So we just got done performing. We're high energy. We're excited about how we did. So they wait in the exit chute and they cheer on now the next team that's going to be coming out. So you can see our shadow girls are in the chute.
In the tunnel there, yeah.
Yep, that's the exit chute when they're done dancing. And they're going to cheer on their competitors that are coming onto the floor right now. It's just a sportsmanship, respect factor. Everybody loves dance, and they just want to say, put it all out there. Just make your last dance your best dance. And so that's super cool to see. And when Holdingford is done, then they will do that for the next team. So just a great display of sportsmanship.
Okay, Holdingford is performing here now. And I love it because it's kind of a Roman theme. What's the dance called? I got it here somewhere.
Like a Greek god.
Yep, the dance dads for Holdingford, they're all decked out in full Roman soldier gear.
Yeah.
And from my notes and prelims for Holdingford, the visual, it's a big theme. It's a big theme, Roman era, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they're talking. The guy is actually talking in their routine, and so they've choreographed to some of the words that are being said. And now they've done a lift. They have two lifts as they just went across the floor there, executed that very well.
Yeah, they're actually telling a story on the Target Center floor here.
Have another lift there, and now that was kind of cool, like the Greek goddess.
Yep.
I mean, they're kind of acting as they're dancing, so it's lots going on. And the timing to do everything and the connections when they are moving so fast and changing lines and they're... Really great visual effectiveness here.
It is. It's like I said, you can't really hear the music. It's more talking. Well, there's music, but there's a guy talking, telling a story, and the girls on the floor. And there's a lot of them. There's got to be close to 30 Holdingford girls out on the floor right now doing their high kick routine.
Yeah, and another thing that the judges do look at is use of the floor. I mean, do they stay in the center? Do they move left to right? Do they transition front line to back line? And they are using all of the floor and doing extremely well here. I mean, the competition is right there.
Of course, Holdingford out of Section 2A, and in their section in high kick, they place second behind St. Cloud Cathedral. And they scored, they placed third in jazz last night, I believe.
Yes, they did. They took home at third place.
Here's a different kind of routine here, kind of an S thing.
Yep.
How would you describe their uniforms, Dee Dee?
Well, kind of like that, the Roman, well, and the moms were in togas.
Yep.
So they're in like a gold and a black, representing that theme style that they have.
The Roman Empire. Kind of thing.
Now they're doing another lift in the center there. They've really tied it all together.
Yep. There it is.
Poles.
And the Roman soldiers sitting right in front of us here jump to their feet to applaud their daughters on the target center floor. So we're down two teams, and I tell you what, let's take a commercial break here. And we'll take a break here from some of our fine sponsors, and we'll be back with more state dance. Wabasha Kellogg is up next. We'll be back after this.
State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Johnson Memorial Health Services of Dawson, Klein Insurance, Lac Parle Co-op Oil, Lac Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Ludvigs and Tylik, Madison Bottling, Madison Area Chamber, Madison Dental Clinic, Madison Healthcare Services, and Mid-Minnesota Lumber. State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Miller Services, Montevideo Insurance Center, Northern Plains Tiling, Old National Bank in Madison, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Purus, Ridge Juice Seeds, Schweeter's Ford of Montevideo, Charlotte's Airport in Madison, the Dryer Doctors, Strand Agency, and the Western Guard.
All right, we're back here at Target Center for more state dance coverage, high kick routine. We've seen Lac Parle Valley Dawson Boyd. They were the first team to dance, and they did very well, Dee Dee.
They did. They opened up this final exceptionally well. I saw another level from them, which is awesome. We needed to bring that energy. I also think our degree of accuracy was another level, our placement and control. I mean, all those categories that the judges are looking at, they did some homework in the afternoon, must have got some carbs in them, and they brought that final. So when you kick off the final like that, you do want to be like, hey, we're here, and we want you to remember us by the time the sixth team dances. So, yeah, very, very proud of our young ladies.
Okay, Wabasha Kellogg is up next, and they're kind of a surprise. Dee Dee and I, we think we know what we're doing, and we did not have them in our final six before they released who the final six were. So they kind of surprised us, Dee Dee.
They did. And, you know, I talked to a few of my other people get to decide, too, and they're like, oh, yeah, I have them in there. And I'm like, okay, all right. Like, I'll keep trying. So, well, and I have been talking to Ken Fransky, and so the dance never leaves a dance dad, right?
That's right.
So him and I were talking, too, and so that's been kind of fun to compare notes with Ken.
Yeah, we miss Ken, don't we?
Well, we had a lot of fun with him. He is, like I said, it's been fun to just even talk to him back and forth. So I appreciate Ken's words of encouragement as well, too. So we feel you, Ken.
Okay, Wabasha Kellogg walking onto the Target Center floor here. And they are actually section champions in high kick. They took first place in section 1A. And I was looking at my notes. They had really good lines. Their line, their transitions into different routines were real, very sharp.
Yeah, and now that they're back on the floor, I remember they have a little bit of a darker theme.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
A dark theme.
Yep.
That's what their uniform is, black.
Black and sparkly. And
yep.
So
here we go. Everybody's quiet.
It is. Well, it's such great dancing. It is. All of them are very different and unique in their own way. And so they started with some leaps here. And like I said, their theme is a little bit darker and so more intense. And again, it's how you connect to the music and have the solid factor here. So
They're doing, they got four lines of high kick right now, four different groups doing high kick. And you got, when you do a kick, what do the judges look for in that kick?
Kick height.
Height?
Yep, and if your foot is flexed or not, that may sound silly, but if you think about when you kick, if your toe pointed, and you wouldn't think that sticks out, but it does if you have a flexed foot. So also, you know, these guys have, like, black shoes on a tan floor, so it probably can stick out twice as easy. You wouldn't think that uniform or shoe color matter, but it can in those small details.
Yeah, high kick, you got to get your foot or toes above your head. I can get mine above my knee. maybe not. I haven't tried it lately.
Well, they also talk about, like, posture, too. So, like, your core, do you bend over when you kick, or is it straight up? You know, we were talking about the cover of where the Brainerd girl, she kicks her face with her leg, so she's definitely got a strong core to do that. Now, they're moving across, again, executing
and
choreography really well here.
You said this earlier, when you're at Target Center in a huge NBA arena like this, it's really visually good to use the whole floor.
Correct. It's the size of a gym floor, right? But there's no walls or ceilings. So it's very big atmosphere. So when they're competing in the season, you have those walls and, you know, crowd much closer to you. When you're here, it's big and it's huge. So you want to choreograph to a big space. So.
Well, this is kind of a different, you know, like in a... Yeah. Shape doing their kick still.
And think how hard that is to keep that posture with your kicks, and they're moving, they're kicking and moving at the same time. So, and now you can see where cardio pays off huge. You know, you want to be conditioned to do this 2 minute some routine and make it look like you're not tired.
Then they finish with a dark theme, they've wiped their mouth.
Yeah.
They all got black lipstick and lipstick. They smeared their black lipstick on their face.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I did in the final.
Yeah, they wipe.
Serious.
Yep, the last thing they do is they take their hand and they wipe it across their lips, and the black lipstick smears all over the side of their face. I didn't catch that in prelims. I just caught that now. So.
Well, I will say I paid a lot more attention here in finals because they were a surprise to me, and they danced very well. So obviously they deserve to be in the final.
Okay, that was our third. We're halfway through the final six teams that are dancing in finals and high kick. Up next, Crosby Ironton. I tell you what, let's take another commercial break and hear from our fine sponsors. And we'll be back with more state dance from Target Center here in Minneapolis after this.
State dance coverage on Q92 from the Target Center, brought to you in part by Tofty Auto, Triple S Trucking, United Prairie Bank, Warren Tregestead Seeds, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Zarbach Funeral Home, Lean Lumber, Wolfslager Concrete, Montevideo Chamber and Visitors Bureau, and our premier sponsor, UFP Universal Forest Products. State Dance on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Country Farm Credit Services of Madison, Ag Processing Incorporated, Anderson Grain Solutions, Appleton Area Health, Appleton Dental Clinic, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Boris Crop Insurance, Cargill, CCM Health, Culligan, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson.
Paul Ramo, D.D. Schomer back here at Target Center in Minneapolis on a beautiful Saturday. I wouldn't know if it's beautiful because I haven't been outside all day.
I have not either.
We've completed three teams dancing in the finals. The pressure is on, let me tell you, to win a state championship. Lockefall Valley Dawson Boys Shadows stands first, Holingford second, Wabash Kellogg just finished. Now we got Crosby Ironton, followed by St. Paul Cathedral, and then Yellow Messini Silhouettes. We'll talk about them a lot when they dance sixth here.
Yeah, so Crosby Ironton is now going to be taking the floor, and they have a Simon Says theme, so their uniforms are very fitting for that. They've got the red, green, blue, yellow, like what the Simon Says looks like, and their musicality there, Simon Says do this, Simon Says do that. So they have a very fun, creative routine, and they dance very well in prelims.
Yeah, it's a cute, I'm looking at my notes, start, the very interesting start with Simon Says song. It's more of an upbeat Simon Says.
Yep.
And it's a great start, and that's what caught my eye the first time. So here's Zambroda Mazepa now starting their routine. When I say Simon Says jump, jump, and they all
they
jump.
They all jump. They did what Simon Says. So another thing that the judges are looking for here, when we talk about, like, creativity, musicality, the originality of this, like, I don't believe anybody in Class A has done Simon Says. So very creative, and the variety, and the visual effectiveness. So we talked about, like, their uniforms, and on the back, the scan and just the red X. So when they turn around, you can kind of definitely notice the difference there.
I didn't know there was a color theme for Simon Says music. Do you?
Well, they're trying to match what a Simon Says looks like. you know, with the machine itself. So that's why their uniforms look like that on the front. So to match the game.
Okay.
Another thing is different types of kicks. Like, are they always doing the same style of kicks? And the Simon, fan kick or...
Simon says dance. What else does Simon say?
You can dance, and that's exactly what they're doing. So their energy is higher, and it's a fun, upbeat routine. They're doing leaps and...
Describe their uniforms to our listeners, then. Explain that to me again. I'm not following the theme here.
Do you know what... Have you ever seen, like, the Simon Says? It's that machine that lights up red, yellow, green, and then he starts, and you have to use the memory to do this,
okay.
Do that.
Yep.
You have to use your memory to follow the lights. But they did Simon Says to a dance routine.
Oh.
So we're going to do whatever Simon Says. So very creative, very fun.
Yeah, and at the end, they pick a winner.
Yeah.
The winner.
They're the winner.
She comes right out front of everybody and celebrates alone.
It is. They have very good kick height. And they're all over the place. They're using the floor very well.
Okay, I guess I got to play Simon Says more often. I remember playing it in grade school.
Well, now they look like that. The round machine. See, and if you make a mistake...
We have a winner.
Yeah.
And she does.
Creative.
She does
very good.
The Russian.
Yep. Toe touch.
Russian toe touch. She's the winner.
That was cute.
Yeah, a good routine.
Very good.
Crosby, Ironton.
I believe they were section champs as well.
All right, let me check it out. Crosby, Ironton, they were out of section 4A. First place in sections. Crosby, Ironton. They have a large contingent of fans sitting right below us here at Target Center.
Yes, they do.
Wow.
The fan support is awesome here. The whole section here. You know, and then they get more reserve tickets because you went from 12 teams down to 6.
Yep.
And I don't think I see a spare seat. So the towns have definitely filled up their sections with loved ones and fans, and that's super awesome because the girls can feel that energy when they're dancing on the floor, when the fans can sit so close like that. Now we have St. Paul Cathedral that's going to be taking the floor, and they have a Cruella de Vil theme from Dalmatians, and their uniform is really clever. It's half, well, it's
half black and half
white. And then they have a red belt with these long red gloves. So the visual effectiveness of what they can do is very eye-catching.
That's right. Well, we got some time here. I just want to give a shout-out. If you follow social media, I've been posting quite a bit today and yesterday. But Christine Rezel and Gretchen Fernals for Lacapone Valley Schools are really doing a fantastic job of video on social media as well. I just wanted to give them two a shout out. They do a great job. And Reese Oxendorf is here as well from, I think she's going to college in Utah.
Yeah.
And she is phenomenal with her social media marketing skills.
What makes that so fun is Greta, Christine, and Reese get to be right down on the floor. So they get to capture those moments that we don't get to see from way up here or to the left or the right. So yesterday they got some really great video and snapshots, and today will be nonetheless. So I look forward to seeing what they put together today. What a neat experience for Greta, too,
I bet.
Come down here and see it from that side.
I better give a shout-out to Adam Conroy of the Western Guard. He's down there, too, with his camera. So Adam's always at the big events. So there we go. Who do we got up next, then?
We have St. Paul Cathedral that's going to take the floor here, and then Yellow Medicine East will wrap up the competition. So Cathedral is taking the floor here.
One of the favorites, I should say.
Yes.
They've competed with Lacapone Valley Dawson. Boy, they just battled the all season long, and they are section champs in high kick out of section 2A.
Yeah. They've been a fierce competitor with us, so...
Half their uniform, as Dee said, is black. The other half is white. Some have black headbands on. Some have white headbands on. They all have red, long...
Their headbands are actually half black, half white.
Oh, they are. Okay.
I mean, so it's You got to choreograph really well to pull that off.
What really makes it pop, I think, is the gloves all the way to the elbow, bright red.
It can work to your advantage or disadvantage. If you don't have placement and control, it's accuracy, too, that everybody's turning at the same time. So I feel like they have a little bit of, like, theater in their performance. They have...
I noticed that in the middle, the taller girls, they got to be close to 6 feet.
Yeah, she's extremely tall.
Does that help when you have tall girls like that? I shouldn't say that.
You know, I don't know if that makes a difference.
Okay.
I think maybe depending on your kick line, how you have your shortest, your tallest. Now
they do a lot of pirouettes.
Yes, well, they're a very strong jazz team. So they're using that to their advantage, just like, you know, any strong jazz program, if you've got girls that can throw those skills off, your scores can be higher, too, if you've got girls that can do tricks and different things. So they're pulling out all the stops as well.
I should say judges also look for execution and placement and control, and I think placement and control is they do a very good job of placement and control. What does degree of accuracy mean?
So that means, I mean, look at how they're using their gloves, that everybody pops their arms out at the same time. You don't have a delayed reaction or somebody turning a little differently. Like, you know, your count times, everybody's doing the same thing on the same mark. So
they do a lot of formations in threes, group of threes, I should say. Then they come together quickly. So what's the theme here again? I'm kind of lost on that.
They have 16 on the floor,
okay. And
it's the Valor Thrill or whatever.
Okay. It's very visually, in the choreography, it's very high, very visual effectiveness.
Like I said, I think their uniforms create that.
Yep. And they're just about done here, St. Paul Cathedral.
Yeah, Cruella DeVille. And they are finished. They put out another strong performance.
And the Cathedral fans are on their feet as they exit Target Center floor, St. Paul Cathedral. Tell you what, let's take another break here, a good minute break. And up next, our last dance of the state tournament in Class A, YME Silhouettes coming up. And we'll talk about the Silhouettes when we come back.
State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by the Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dr. Ann and the staff at the Granite Family Chiropractic Center, Greater Community Credit Union, High Seeds, Haugen Insurance Agency, Heather Nursery and Floral, House of Spirits, Jenny O Turkey Store, Jim's Market in Canby, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson. State Dance coverage on Q92 from the Target Center brought to you in part by Tofty Auto, Triple S Trucking, United Prairie Bank, Warren Trigestead Seeds, WOW Auto Wash in Dawson, Zarbach Funeral Home, Lean Lumber, Wolfslager Concrete, Montevideo Chamber and Visitors Bureau, and our premier sponsor, UFP Universal Forest Products.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Lows level off around 29 tonight under mainly clear skies. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs around 60. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 31. Bright sunshine expected Monday with highs around 52. 54 chance of rain Tuesday. Looking further out, 44 Wednesday, 30 Thursday, and 27 on Friday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 29 tonight. A high of 60 tomorrow. Lows level off around 31 tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley on Q92 Country. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
It's 5:56 here at Q92. Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM. State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Miller Services, Montevideo Insurance Center, Northern Plains Tiling, Old National Bank in Madison, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Purus, Ridgeview Seeds, Schweeter's Ford of Montevideo, Charla's Hairport in Madison, the Dryer Doctors, Strand Agency, and the Western Guard.
All right, Paul Ramos, D.D. Schomer here. Here come the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes, our last dance in Class A at state tournament. Their theme is, This Is It. Their coaches are Julie Janich, Chris Nerdahl, and Ashley Balthany.
Yeah, well, they're no stranger to finals. This is their 27th appearance at finals. And so they have a Michael Jackson theme here. And they've got another white and black visual going on, just like we saw with Cathedral. So
they play second last Saturday in Montevideo behind the Shadows in high kick. And you can hear the Beat It sound from Michael Jackson.
Yeah. It's a really fun remix.
Yeah, it's a remix of the Michael Jackson song.
It's a really fun routine. And they executed extremely well.
I was looking at the history of Yellow Medicine East. Wow. In high kick, they have this is their 27th appearance. 25 finals they've been in out of 27. They've medaled 20 times. They have one championship in high kick. They have 11 runner-ups and 8 third places.
So that's a very strong, successful dance program. Hence why 3A is as competitive as it is. So we help keep each other working and working hard. And out of the 6 teams, 2 are from 3A. Us and YME, and they have the privilege of closing out this final, and they are definitely doing a fantastic job at that.
Ashley Balthany, one of the coaches for Priscilla, she's all decked out in a cap and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I love watching the coaches when the routine's going.
Well, you know, they have listened to this routine, and they have put in lots of hours and hard work as well, and they just want the girls to show the crowd what they see in practice. You know, practice is where champions are made. So, and they are definitely raising the roof here.
They take the group, the whole group, and go one side of the gym, and then they go to the middle, and then they go to the other side of the gym.
Yeah, their creativity and their routine is really fun. And their routine effectiveness. Now, when we talk about everybody doing what they're supposed to do at the right count, they are definitely following through on that. Their kick heights, their kicks are amazing. So, really fun to watch.
That long kick line of like the New York City Rockettes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to finish up their routine. And they're closing out with a lift.
And the Michael Jackson pose at the end there.
Awesome. Good job by the Silhouettes from Yellow Medicine East.
Very strong routine there.
All right.
That was a very strong final period.
It was. It's hard to judge. And the judges actually are sitting directly right behind us, Dee.
Yes, they are.
And, I don't know how they do it. I really don't. So there's our final six. In your thoughts before we go off there. We're going to take a little break here in a little bit.
Yep. I'll run through our final six is Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd, Holdingford, Wabasha Kellogg, the Ironton, St. Cloud Cathedral, and Yellow Medicine East. And wow, what a final.
All right. I tell you what, we'll take a break here. And a little while ago, I interviewed a dance mom and a dance dad, him and Natalie Poost. Join me in the radio booth here. We had a great interview. Of course, their daughter, Micaiah, is a senior, one of the seniors. She danced her last dance here, and her mom, Natalie, said there are going to be some tears.
Well, yeah. That's the highlight of your season is to end it here. So Tim and Natalie are no stranger to how state tournaments go. So as senior parents, too, you know, that's a closure
right
for them.
Okay. We'll send it back to the studio. I'm guessing 20, 25 minutes we'll be back with the results. They're going to name third place, all tournament team first, then third place, second place, and the state champion in high kick. And I'm guessing in about 20, 25 minutes, right?
Correct.
Okay. With that, Maynard, we'll send it back to you, and we'll hear from Tim and Natalie Poost after these words from our fine sponsors.
Stay Dance on Q92, brought to you in part by Ag Country Farm Credit Services of Madison, Ag Processing Incorporated, Anderson Grain Solutions, Appleton Area Health, Appleton Dental Clinic, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Boris Crop Insurance, Cargill, CCM Health, Culligan, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson. State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by the Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dr. Ann and the staff at the Granite Family Chiropractic Center, Greater Community Credit Union, High Seeds, Haugen Insurance Agency, Heather Nursery and Floral, House of Spirits, Jenny O Turkey Store, Jim's Market in Canby, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson.
It's 2 minutes after six.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Paul Ramo back here at Target Center in downtown Minneapolis for State Dance. And, boy, the Shadows will dance here in a little bit in the finals. We're pretty excited about that and can't wait for the results on that. It's going to be awful close again, just like it was last night in Jazz. And the Shadows are state champions once again. We'll see if they can go for a double blue again here this year at Target Center. Well, as always, during State Dance Competition, I like to visit with dance moms and dance dads. And I corralled Natalie Poost to join me. Thanks for joining me, Natalie.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. What's it like being a dance mom? How long have you been a Shadows dance mom?
Oh, boy. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to remember. Well,
10 years?
Micaiah's been doing this since her seventh grade year.
Oh.
So, yeah, she's been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
So,
yep. She was in Valley Dance District before that, wasn't she?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. She's been doing that since she was probably two or three, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. It's fun.
Dance is in her blood then.
Yes, very much so. Yep. She's been dancing since she was little, and, yeah, she has absolutely loved it. So.
For our listeners, Natalie, her daughter is Micaiah Poost, one of the three or four seniors on this team, and dancing her last dance.
Yes, yep. Yeah, it's bittersweet.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of years, a lot of hard work. It's fun to see how they grow over the years, and it's fun to watch them out on the state floor, and bittersweet because it's our last year.
That's right.
So
last time the Micaiah and the seniors will be in the tunnel before they come out here, and a lot of emotions go through. I talked with Coach Schomer and Coach Wager about that, and their former Shadows, they know exactly what these seniors are going through.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. It'll be. I know there's probably going to be some. I mean, it's exciting to dance, be able to dance again, but it's a little bit sad too, knowing it's your last time going through that tunnel. So.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I should mention, it's nice to see that you're not on crutches this year at State Dance.
No. Oh, man, so much easier to get around.
For our listeners there, Natalie, you broke your foot at sections last year, didn't you, in Montevideo?
Yes, yep, broke my foot at sections.
That dumb ice, right?
Oh, man, terrible. So I maneuvered around here, around the Target Center with crutches and wasn't going to miss my chance to watch Micaiah dance, so... Yeah. I made it through. And
that's right.
Yeah. Much better this year.
I had a broken belt last year. I don't know if you remember that.
I absolutely do. You made a beeline for the door,
right.
I was wondering what happened.
I got to have my belt. Anyway, that's another story.
Yes.
Talk about yesterday or Friday when they won the state champion in Jazz. That's got to be... What went through your mind when they were named state champions again?
Oh, man. It was just absolutely amazing. Just knowing how much work the girls put into that dance and seeing them rewarded for that, it was scary because it was a tie, and you never know at state dance what's going to happen, so it could have gone either way, but it was awesome that it went in our way.
What's it been like for you over the years following the Shadows and just being a dance mom?
It's been a lot of fun. You get to know, get to be close with a lot of the families, and they become your family too. So we've had a lot of fun hanging out with the other families, the other dance moms, going to competitions early and cheering the girls on. So it's fun.
Sometimes you're out in front of the gym door hours before they open, huh?
Oh, yeah. I know at sections dance, I was out there. I think it was about 7:30. Some of the other moms were there at 7. So, but, yeah, you get to talking and, just the time goes by pretty quick. And, it's a blast. So,
Micaiah, she really loves dance, doesn't she? I mean, she really, you can tell in her body language and her smiles when she's performing, she just loves it.
She just radiates joy when she's out there, and it's been so much fun to watch her, and She just has so much fun. So we're super proud parents, that's
right.
For sure.
All right.
Yes.
All right, we've got a dance dad coming up here. Tim Poos is going to join us here. I'll get Tim out of the headset there in a little bit. And he's all decked out in purple. And you are too, Natalie.
Yeah.
Tim, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks
right.
for having me.
Yeah. What's it like being a dance dad then over all these years?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. There's, I don't know, the dance dad role is kind of special in certain ways, but it's just fun to see the girls kind of enjoy the completion of the season. And,
right.
It's neat.
Yeah. What's with all the purple? You want to explain that? What's that about? Who wants to explain it?
Well, the purple always just matches their, or the purple outfits that we have match their kick outfits.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, there you go.
Yeah. Yep.
I was wondering why all the shadows are walking around in purple.
Yep. We got to support the girls and do the best we can.
Yeah, that's right. But so, like, we were talking about how close you're with the other shadow parents over the years. It's almost like a big family, isn't it?
Yeah. It really is. You know, there's a lot of shared experiences that we have together. And I've told a lot of people that, you know, there's some things that are kind of difficult, or kind of some things I maybe won't miss about dance. But two things that I definitely will miss that we share together is the sections experience and state experience as well. You know, we spend a lot of time with these families, you know, some of them for close to 15 years or
right.
so
yep.
throughout the different dance programs that they're in. And you develop some good relationships with those families, and that's special too.
Yep. And this is your last year, right?
Yes, last year. This is it. Our last kid. So, yep, trying to enjoy every minute.
But being at Target Center here in the NBA Major League Arena, finishing out with state dance, that's what you want to do, right?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
you know, these kids they've been working so hard for so many years, yeah. and to get to this level, you know, we definitely take it for granted that they're going to be here every year. But you know, it's
they work hard.
They do work really hard. There's a lot of mornings that these girls are up. Probably in many households, they're probably the first ones up when they're, you know, yep. get out to the school at 6 a.m. or maybe yep. even earlier than that for practice.
And well, when my daughter, I remember the first time my daughter said, "Dad, can you gotta take me out to practice at 5:30? I thought she was kidding. She wasn't kidding.
Oh, yep. When Micaiah got her license, it was great because we didn't have to do any of those rides anymore.
All right. Tim, I noticed you got a tattoo on your neck there. It says shadows. Is that permanent?
I don't know. Maybe it should be after this. It feels like there's a permanent mark, you know, on me somewhere for it. But, you do some crazy things to support these kids, and it's fun to do it.
Yeah. I noticed Crosby Arrington dads, they're decked out in full Roman soldier gear. Did you see that?
Yeah, they really have a fun theme that they're doing, too, and they're going all out with it.
Yep. What do you think about finals tonight with St. Cloud Cathedral holding forward? Crosby Arrington, is Crosby Arrington, is that the song? Simon Says.
Yeah, there's a lot of good teams here, and they got a lot of fun routines, and a lot of them are really polished. It's hard for me to decipher from one to the other, you know, who's in the lead or who's doing better, who's doing worse, but it's tough competition.
Dee Dee and I, we've been judging. Here's my notes. I'll show you my notes. Here's my notes from High Kick and Jazz from yesterday. So I got all my notes here. And then we picked the 16s, and I got Dee Dee on one. I got all six this time.
Oh, way to go.
She was surprised Wabasha got in, and I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought they were pretty good. They deserved to be in, I thought. But
anyway. I thought so, too. I thought they did a great job today, too.
Dee Dee and I have been disagreeing a lot this year for some reason.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Yep. Guys, it's been fun following you guys, following Micaiah on state dance. And, you know, there's so many alumni that come back after this year. Micaiah will be alumni, and I'm sure she'll be here every year when the shadows are here, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be one thing that she makes a priority, and I'm sure that she looks forward to coming back to support the girls that kind of followed up after her.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, Natalie, thanks a lot.
Yes,
enjoy
thanks.
Your last ride here.
Yep, we definitely will.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Tim.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Paul, for coming.
Yep. Tim and Natalie Poost, dance dads and dance moms. I always like to interview one of them during state dance appearance here. So we will take a break and we'll come back with more state dance from Target Center right after this.
State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Johnson Memorial Health Services of Dawson, Klein Insurance, Lac Parle Co-op Oil, Lac Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Bottling, Madison Area Chamber, Madison Dental Clinic, Madison Healthcare Services, and Mid-Minnesota Lumber. State dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Miller Services, Montevideo Insurance Center, Northern Plains Tiling, Old National Bank in Madison, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sun Bank, Purus, Ridge Juice Seeds, Schweeter's Ford of Montevideo, Charla's Hairport in Madison, the Dryer Doctors, Strand Agency, and the Western Guard.
My friend was thinking about suicide, so he called 988.
I was really struggling, so I texted 988.
I didn't know where to turn, so I reached out to 988.
The 988 Minnesota Lifeline offers free 24/7 confidential support from trained local staff. If you're in crisis or just need to talk, call or text 988 or chat at 988lifeline.org. Paid for by Mental Health Minnesota. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's 6:13 at Q92. Great music for Madison, Canby, and Ortonville on Q92, 92.1 FM.
State Dance on Q92 brought to you in part by Ag Country Farm Credit Services of Madison, Ag Processing Incorporated, Anderson Grain Solutions, Appleton Area Health, Appleton Dental Clinic, B. Johnson Electric, Bellingham American Legion, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Boris Crop Insurance, Cargill, CCM Health, Culligan, the Dawson Dairy Queen, Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Edward Jones, and Erickson Chevrolet of Dawson.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Target Center here in Minneapolis. Paul Ramo, D.D. Schulmer. Here we go, D.D. We're going to find out who our champions in high kick are.
We're going to be wrapping up this state tournament here shortly. That was a phenomenal final, and I do believe you know what Simon Says is now.
I do. thanks for educating me, and thanks to my friends for texting me. I know what Simon Says. I met a guy out in the back. He's dressed all yellow. And he actually had a Simon Says game wrapped around his neck.
So,
there we go.
We learn something every day, Paul.
What team was that again?
Crosby Iron.
Okay. Yeah, there they are on the giant jumbotron here. So the six teams that are competing here.
They are now taking the floor. They're naming the teams as they come out in performance order. So we have the Lacapau Valley Dawson Boys Shadows, Holdingford, Wabasha Kellogg, Crosby Iron Team, St. Cloud Cathedral, and wrapping up the competition here is Yellow Medicine East. And another shout out to Section 3A, we have Yellow Medicine East and Lacapau Valley Dawson Boyd representing two of the six in this final. Very, very strong section, so hats off to our section.
Yep, they will be naming an all-tournament high-kick team, and they're going to take some time to do that now. All six teams are back on the floor with their coaches. Quite the scene here in downtown Minneapolis right now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So
last year, who was all tournament for Shadows and Jams last night?
So last night for the all-tournament team for the Lacapau Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, we had Harper Kronholz and Micaiah Poots. And Micaiah is a senior, so what an honor for her to wrap up her jazz competition with that honor of being chosen as that, and really special for junior Harper Kronholz as well.
Well, they're gonna give an award out here to somebody from the Minnesota High School League.
Yeah, I don't see like who's all handing out awards right now.
Oh, okay, gotcha. A good crowd here, and of course, AA and AAA will be next performing their six. They're going to name the all-tournament team here, and that'll take a bit here, but...
So, Lacapau, Holly Halverson is all-tournament.
Congratulations to Molly. She's put a lot of time in as a shadow.
And Micaiah
Poost. PA guy butchered her last name. I don't know how you can do that, but. All right. Congratulations to Micaiah and Molly. And we'll try to get the YME names here as well when they name them. I'm not quite sure how you make the all tournament team. I've always wondered that every year. I'm going to have to ask a coach someday. The coaches vote on it, or the team does, or...
Well, I'm sure, you know, those who are on our leadership team. And so I'm sure it's mostly your juniors or seniors, people, girls that have led and represented our team very well.
Okay. Well, I'm really nervous, very nervous, because this is going to be so close. Third, second, and first place. Good going. You're going to leave some really good teams out. Here, Yellow Medicine East.
Abigail Stephanez and Aubrey.
Aubrey, yep.
I apologize on the last name.
Was it Aubrey?
I believe that he said Aubrey.
Okay. All right.
Congratulations to those ladies.
Well, the moment of truth is coming here.
Yes.
And they'll name a third place trophy first. There's the all-tournament team. They're taking pictures. They already took the picture. That was fast. Each all-tournament dancer gets a plaque or a glass enclosure plaque type thing. And now we'll find out who the state champion is in high kick here at the Target Center. And as the gym gets the Target
girls
Center
are getting back in line here, okay, so we can start the awards. They're putting their special awards up on the. Yeah.
The shadows are actually right in front of us here.
Yes, they are.
Lined up, so we got a good view of them. And the PA announcer will announce third place here. And I wrote my top three here. We'll see if I'm correct or not. It's amazing how stress and the tension that is. So unlike any other sport, really.
That final was a very close final, so, you know, and they say until you're hearing your name, nobody knows anything.
Right. All right. You got a new PA guy today.
He's doing a really good job.
Yep. Girls are got their heads bowed, and they are ready. The coaches are gathered around each other.
Huddled up.
Here we go. Right floor for each game. He is the lowest. Rank scores. Here we go. I said that. Here we go.
Third place in high kick with a rank score of 16. Holding third is in third place, and they are ecstatic. That's that Roman
theme.
Yeah. That was really clever of a routine. They suffered last night, too. They're super excited.
It's good, but I'm surprised because I did not have them in my top three, and that shows what I know after being covering state dance for like 20-some years.
Well, I left mine completely blank because that was such a strong final. Like I said, you've got half the group, and so those judges have to readjust for that and judge accordingly, and I just didn't know how things were going to go.
Right. And you know, give credit to Holding Ford. That was a really heavy theme.
Yeah.
It was all about the Roman Empire, they got the Roman dresses.
Yep. And they had a couple different lifts in their routine.
A lot of lifts.
Yeah. Very creative with how they told the story. Their use of the floor, their kick, well-deserved.
Yep. So, they're getting, each individual girl is getting their medal and white ribbon. Third place goes to Holding Ford, and Holding Ford's out of Section 2A, and as I mentioned, they play second in their section behind St. Cloud Cathedral. When do they start, as you said, do they start the getting the practice and stuff, and when do you start getting the theme together?
Well,
immediately after.
There's probably already discussions of
what's next year.
I think sometimes state creates like that energy of like, what are we going to do next? So I'm sure there's ideas flowing already for next year. I mean, if you think of something, you got to write that down, because next season starts as soon as we get through awards here.
Right. All right, just gave the last coach her medal, and then they'll go back. They'll get a trophy here. They'll get to celebrate with their trophy in front of their fans, who are actually sitting in front of us.
Yeah.
Roman soldiers that jump up.
And some medal here. I mean, with such a strong final, to go home with any hardware is quite the honor.
At state dance, that's for sure. Third place for Holding Ford. And now we're going to do a state runner-up, and it'll be interesting, let me tell you.
So that was a rank of 16?
16, yep.
Holding Ford.
And now we're going to go state runner-up.
Well, they're getting back in line here. It's quiet.
Heart's beating. Is your heart beating?
I think everybody's
right, here
right
we go.
Now. Second place, runner-up, a rank of 8. Lockapile Valley Dawson Boyd with a rank of 8. is your state runner-up. Congratulations, ladies. They have put a lot of hard work and hours. They should be extremely proud of themselves. They gave it everything they got, and they're hugging right now. And we're going to go through that roster. So they're congratulating each other, and they're going to start walking up to the center here to receive their second place medals. So kicking it off is Aaliyah Bayless, Piper Dove, Bryn Gligge, Chloe Gligge, Harper Grunholz, Molly Halverson, Aubrey Holm, Kinley Kep, Bria Kosbob, Chloe Kranz, Tenley Kranz, Kara Mamali, Bella Martinson, Paisley Martinson, Shayla Meyer, Faith Meyer, Alexis Olson, Cameron Olson, Micaiah Puth, Alyssa Ramos, Ella Stock, Lola Stone, Emma Soltzberry, Sadie Zarbuck, managers Macy Zarbuck and Zoe Cruz, and our incredible coaching staff, head coach Harley Wager, assistant coach Aaliyah Schomer, our JV coaches Hope Shelsett and Caitlin Fransky. What a season we have medaled, and that is something to be extremely proud of. These girls put in tons of hours. We talk about our feeder program just for kicks, and that is how we make it in
Valley Dance District.
In Valley Dance, too, because, you know, there is jazz in high kick as well, and when you can use those tools to create routines like we have, that's how you can place how we're doing. The medal is such a icing on the cake at a state tournament. So these girls need to hold their heads high, and we are extremely proud of you.
This is, according to my stats here, this is the third runner-up in high kick history for the Shadows. As we mentioned earlier, this is their 22nd year appearing at state. 15 finals they've made, and 11 medals, 4 state championships in high kick, and now their third runner-up. And they placed 4 times in third place to Shadows Town. Now the Shadows are going to get their state runner-up trophy. And they grab it from the Minnesota High School guy. There we go. A lot of jumping up and down.
They're jumping up and down, and they've got another trophy for the trophy case. And hats off to them. Congratulations, ladies.
There's a rank score of 8. And I see a couple of seniors hugging each other, Micaiah Pust and Molly Halverson. And now they're going to go back, and we're going to find out who the state champion is in high kick in Class A.
Yes, we have 5 seniors on the Shadows team. So they're all now getting back in line, giving them a moment here, and we're going to announce the 2026 high kick state champion. Feeling
with the rank score of 6.
Yeah, that's what I thought it would be.
It's the team from
St. Paul Cathedral. So we talked about they have the Cruella DeVille team and those red gloves and the black white.
Visually nice to look, you know, watch.
Yeah, they choreographed that very creative, and their routine was very good, and they are the state champions with a rank of 6.
And during the course of the year, I think Grace Johnson texted me or sent me, you know, how they did against St. Paul Cathedral during the course of the year. And they did at the Bold Invitational back on December 20th in high kick. Cathedral took first. Shadows took second, YMB third, and then they met again at the St. Paul Cathedral invite on January 10th in high kick. Cathedral took first, Shadows took second, Holdingford third. That's exactly what happened at state.
Very interesting.
That's exactly what happened at state at the St. Paul Cathedral invite back on January 10th. And then the Shadows met Cathedral again at the Yellow Medicine Invitational 7 days later. in Granite Falls, and Cathedral took first. The Shadows took second. Hollingford took third. And so that's they've competed against three, maybe four times this year.
Yeah, and they've been obviously, you know, a force to be reckoned with. And they have won some state titles in the past, and it's been a few years for them. So congratulations to them. And congratulations again to our very own Macapal Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows. Girls, we are super proud of you. We're going to go through our roster again here one last time. Aaliyah Bayless, Piper Dove, Bryn Gligge, Chloe Gligge, Harper Grunholz, Molly Halverson, Aubrey Holmes, Kimley Kep, Bria Kosbob, Chloe Kranz, Stanley Kranz, Kara Mamali, Bella Martinson, Paisley Martinson, Shayla Meyer, Faith Meyer, Alexis Olson, Cameron Olson, Makaya Poof, Jalissa Ramos, Ella Sock, Lola Stone, Emma Stoltzberry, Sadie Zarbuck, our managers, Macy Zarbuck, Zoe Krug, and hats off to our incredible coaching staff, Carly Wager, Aaliyah Schomer, Coach Shelstead, and Caitlin Franci. This entire dance program, be proud. Our community is exceptionally proud of you to be bringing home another trophy to our trophy case. Congratulations to St. Paul Cathedral as the 2026 state champion. You've got runner-up Lacaparral Valley Dawson Boyd, and in third place is Hollingford. So that is how that final turned out.
All right. Well, Dee Dee, thank you again. This is going to wrap our coverage up from state dance here at the Target Center in Minneapolis. Both teams, all the teams will be taking pictures on the Target Center floor. It's been fun working with you again.
It's always a good time, Paul. I appreciate the honor to assist you and do the state tournament. It's extremely fun to do.
And I want to thank our sponsors for state dance. So we have a lot of sponsors for state dance. They support the Shadows 100%, the businesses, community around the Q92 listening area. And we wouldn't be able to broadcast these without the fine sponsors here on Q92, and we appreciate that. So
we are going to try to get some interviews here. So Paul and I are going to wrap up, and the girls are taking pictures down on the floor, and they'll come down the concourse here and see their family, and we will congratulate them as they're wearing another medal today. So they go home with double medals, and we congratulate the entire dance program.
All right, and congratulations to St. Cloud Cathedral, state champs in high kick this year. And the Shadows, state runners-up, and Hollingford third place. Let's do this again next year, Dee Dee.
It's going to be another great, fun season, so thank you, Paul.
And I can guarantee you I'll play Simon Says. I'll get a Simon Says game, and I'll play it before next state dance. So
That was a fun routine, though. That was a very fun routine. Like I said, it was an extremely strong final. I mean, Yellow Medicine East and Wabasha Kellogg. So it's always fun to watch how the program, the dance as a whole, grows.
Right, right. All right. Well, that's a wrap from Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. And thank you to Phil and Maynard back at the studio, running the board the last 2 days here for Jazz and High Kick. And with that, Dee Dee, thank you for helping again.
Thank you, Paul.
See you next year. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening, everybody.
State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by the Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Dr. Ann and the staff at the Granite Family Chiropractic Center, Greater Community Credit Union, High Seeds, Haugen Insurance Agency, Heather Nursery and Floral, House of Spirits, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Jim's Market in Canby, and Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson. State Dance coverage on Q92 brought to you in part by Johnson Memorial Health Services of Dawson, Klein Insurance, Lacaparral Co-op Oil, Lacaparral Corn and Soybean Growers, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Lee Motor Company in Dawson, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Bottling, Madison Area Chamber, Madison Dental Clinic, Madison Healthcare Services, and Mid-Minnesota Lumber.
The time is 6:35.
Big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. This is KLQP, Q92.
Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.
Sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can. Gonna cruise her around the town, show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends, hoping the music never ends. Sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. Hello, sunshine, goodbye, rain. She's wearing my school ring on a chain. She's my steady eye.